Do you want it to be easy, or are you excited about it being hard? Is it possible that if everything was easy, it would be impossible to get fitter, stronger, tougher, wiser, better at anything? It's easy to go for a walk, but to get fit, I've got to get puffed, and puffed requires effort and intensity, and it's hard. Just as a very cool side note, though, you can't exercise hard and long. So yes, it's hard, but it's only short. If I want to get stronger, I can't lift a light weight. That's a can't, because if my body's not forced to overload, it doesn't get stronger. So if it's easy to lift, it makes no difference. What a waste of time. Why would I waste time on a long, slow walk and an easy lifting session when it makes no difference to my body? If I want to get fit, I've got to get puffed. If I want to get strong, I've got to overload my muscles and bones. So my workout's got to be hard. What about my brain? If it's easy, if I'm looking for the just enough to get by, what's the easiest way to do this? What would force my brain to get better, smarter, wiser? The connections between my brain cells, neurogenesis is creating new brain cells. All of that happens when we force our brain to think differently, to overcome challenges, to get over our mistakes. One of the really cool things a neuroscientist will share with us is that when you make a mistake, that forces your brain to get stronger because you know you've screwed up. So your brain automatically says, okay, we did it wrong that time. We've got to do it better next time. But if that's too hard, I made a mistake, that was too hard. And a lot of people give up when they make a mistake. But it's a mistake that makes us tougher, stronger, and wiser. So I make a mistake, awesome, learn from it and move on. From my learning, I can do it easy, and there's plenty of easy courses, tick the box, yes, no, true, false. But why would I want to have an easy education? And I always ask this question, if I'm going to have a cardiologist give me a heart transplant or a brain surgeon working in my brain, do I want them to be the cardiologist or the brain surgeon that did the easy course? Or do you want the person that's committed and passionate about their education and they want to learn it all? I use that as a very passionate example for exercise professionals because we get to help people avoid the cardiologist. We help people avoid going to the doctor. We need to know about the human body, how it works, how amazing it is. And I always ask the question, why would you want that education to be easy? Don't you want to learn everything? The MAX program is all about how to find out how the human body works so that we can get fitter, stronger, tougher, and wiser physically and mentally. But if we're looking for the easy course, and a lot of parents share with me, Rowie, how come you're asking your students to get 100% for their MAX missions? And I always use that example. If I'm going to have a cardiologist cutting my heart out and putting a new one in there, I don't want the cardiologist that did the easy course, the 51% pass mark. I want the cardiologist that got 100%. As an exercise professional, I want to learn it all. And interestingly, after 40 plus years of learning, all I know is I don't know very much. I'm looking for the hard way. I want to be hard. I want to be tough. And how could that possibly happen if I look for the easy way? So here's a great question, the beginning of every day and at the end of every day, could it be important to ask, how can I put my body and my brain under pressure today? At the end of the day, how did I put my body and brain under pressure? So tomorrow I can become a tougher, stronger, even more hard diamond. There's a great example to be taken from elite sports people. Even if they're gifted and talented, I'll use surfers or snowboarders and skiers, for example. Even if they're really good at surfing, they're not looking for the easy surf. The skiers are not looking for the easy slopes. They travel the world looking for the toughest, biggest surf, the toughest, biggest, most challenging mountains. Because as we get better at something, if we're going to keep getting better, it has to get harder. It can't get easier. And is it interesting, though, that as we overcome more challenges, we become better at overcoming challenges. So we're actually looking for harder challenges, not easier ones. And I get excited about that because that's how the human brain works. That's how the human body works. If we can lift a heavy weight, we're not looking for a lighter one to lift. We want a heavier one because our body's going to be capable of getting stronger. If we get fit, we're looking for ways to get fitter. So I'm running at this speed. The human race is designed to watch elite athletes who, okay, so it was a 10-second 100-meter sprint, and now let's aim for a 9-second 100-meter sprint. We looked at marathon running, you know, a 2-hour 15 for a marathon was great. Well, now we've just broken the 2 hours because the human brain, the human body is designed to get tougher, stronger, wiser, better. And how do we do that if it was easy? We can only do it if it's hard. Now, interestingly, life throws tough stuff at us. Mother Nature throws floods and earthquakes and droughts and bushfires and hurricanes and tough times. How would we be ready for those tough times if we're looking for the easy way out? And is it possible that that's what happens? There's people who just fall down and never get back up again because life's been really easy. So when a challenge comes along, they don't know how to handle it. We've had global financial crises, I'm not sure that's a word. We've had worldwide pandemic, and every day there's a new disease, a new virus, and all the old ones that are killing us by the millions. How do we fight those germs, bugs, viruses, and diseases if we're looking for the easy exercise program? We're looking for the easy way to keep our body healthy, fit, and strong. It's easy to skip an exercise session. It's hard to get up if it's cold. It's hard to get up if you're busy. It's hard if you're tired. But is it the hard that makes us fitter and stronger? If we're always looking for the easy way, how could we get fitter, tougher, stronger, wiser? So what are we doing every day? If the world's going to throw stuff at us, will we be ready? And how will we be ready if we're not looking for our own ways of stressing our body? So just some simple examples. I always have a cold shower. Start with a cold shower, finish with a cold shower. And I live in the South Island of New Zealand, so the cold is really bloody cold. But that makes me tougher. And every time I have a cold shower, I say to myself, Roey, this is making you tougher and stronger. It's easy to have a warm shower. When I take my puppy dog for a run, it's easy to run on the flat. But I live, again, in a very mountainous area. So we're looking for not just the hills, we're looking for the steep hills. Because every hill that you overcome, every hill where you get really puffed, when you get to the top of it, there's this brain change, chemical change that says, congratulations, you are now fitter because you overcame that challenge. Every time I lift something heavy, it's yay! You are now stronger because you overcame that challenge. When life throws challenges at us, do we give up or do we push through them? Again, the brain scientists suggest that the more you push through, the more likely you are to become tougher, stronger, and wiser. The other big one is mistakes. So many of us are scared of making mistakes, but the brain chemistry says that when we push through a mistake, that's what causes the brain to, yes, create new brain cells, neurogenesis. Brain cells change, neuroplasticity. And of course, that makes sense. If I do something and I make a mistake, your brain says, well, that was stupid. You screwed up. We better do it differently next time. If I don't make any mistakes, how could I get better? And if we think that we're not going to make mistakes, every new thing we've ever learned, even if we're highly skilled at it, the first time we did it was never the best time. Even if we're really good at something, we just keep getting better and better because we stick to it. Is it possible that everything we do after we want to give up is where we get stronger? Because that's when it's hard, isn't it? That's when you want to give up because it's hard. You're doing a set of push-ups and it's hard, but it's the next one or two push-ups that you do that make you stronger. You're sprinting and you're really puffed and you want to stop, but is it possible that the next 5 meters that you sprint or the next 2 or 3 seconds that you sprint, they're the ones that make you, yes, physically fitter, but also mentally tougher? Whenever you want to give up, is it possible that we need to push through? So many people just give up at the slightest challenge, the slightest hassle. Oh, I can't do it. It's too hard. And they just stop. And there's a big question to be asked there. What if it's something that's really important to you? What if it's a career path? It's a business. It's a sport. It's an opportunity to make your life better. Why would you give up? How can there even be an option to give up? But if we're weak because we take the easy path, and at my house there's this great quote that comes from Kayman all the time, there's the easy way and the right way, and they're not usually the same way. What are we doing every day to choose the hard way, the tough way? So yes, I have a cold shower. Yes, I sprint up the hills. Yes, I lift heavy things. If my computer, and I'll just, this is a really fun example. I've been using the same computer program for 10 years. I can use it in my sleep. And that's the challenge, isn't it? If you can do it comfortably, one of my students just put it beautifully, English is a second language. And she said, Roey, I know that I'll only get stronger when I get out of my zone of comfort. And I loved it when she said it, and I've been saying it every day since. Roey, what are you doing today to get out of your zone of comfort? So I have a computer program that's very comfortable, but it was time to update it. So I did. And every file, including my email, is completely different than what it's been for 10 years. Wow. What a thought. And I'll say it openly and happily. It's been bloody hard to work out how the email works and how the different files work and how do I change everything. And it's just been, I could say, frustrating and fascinating, but and ultimately it's been awesome because I can feel my brain growing. It would have been easy to give up. And several times I will admit openly that I've gone to pick up the phone to call the computer guy and say, please put me back on my old program. This is too hard. Every time I hear myself say it's too hard, I give myself some cheese with that wine and push through it because I'm really aware that the more we push through something hard, the tougher, stronger and wiser and better we become. So here's a very, really personal question and a challenge. Why would you give up? Doesn't matter what it is. And there's so many things people give up on. You know, I tried that twice and it didn't work. There's people that will share with you that they tried something 1,000 times and it didn't work, but they still pushed through it because they were passionate about it. It was something that they wanted to do. So I always ask these really big questions. What do you want to do with your life? And if you know what you're excited about, what you're passionate about, how could you possibly give up on that? Why would you end up in some lousy, stinking, rotten job or a terrible relationship or broke or physically unfit and unhealthy because you gave up on those important things? So a great question is, are you wanting to be healthy, fit and strong? Are you prepared to do the hard stuff? Yes, you've got to get puffed and yes, you've got to overload your muscles and bones. You've got to lift heavy, not easy. But the outcome of that, think about it. I've got a fit, strong, lean, healthy body and I love the way I look in the mirror. I've got a stack of energy and I perform at my best. Isn't that worth pushing through the hard stuff rather than giving up? Yes, it's easy to sleep in and yes, it's easy to go through the drive-through for dinner or lunch or breakfast as most people do. It's easy. But what about the outcome of a body that's fueled with high performance fuel and it can do all the things that you want to do? So what are you prepared to do to make sure that you are healthy, fit and strong? Are you looking for the easy way or are you excited about the hard way? What about your career path or your business? There's people who have failed in business and failed in business and failed in business. When I say that, they think they've failed because it hasn't turned out the way they've wanted it to, but they're passionate about it. And if the definition of failure is to give up, these people have never failed because they kept going. If you keep going, that's hard, particularly if you want to stop. But if you keep going, is it possible that you are, number one, you can't fail because you only fail if you give up. So if you never give up, you never fail. But if you push through all the challenges, is it possible that you will be fitter, stronger, tougher, wiser and be better at business or be better at your career? So if you are passionate about being something, doing something with your life, why would you give up on that just because it's hard? And why would you want it to be easy? If it was easy, everybody could do it. So what are you doing every day to make sure that you're fit and strong, that you've got a career or business that you love? And what's the hardest path possible to take versus the easy one? It's easy to become average. It's hard to be the best. But why would you want to be average or worse? Wouldn't you want, if this is something you're really passionate about, if you want to be healthy, fit and strong, don't you want the best eating plan, the best exercise plan, the best way to get fit and strong? And of course, that's going to be hard. If you want a career path that you're passionate about or you want a successful, profitable business, wouldn't you do something that's hard? Because if it was easy, everybody would do it and then you'd just be average like everybody else. It's interesting when we talk about finances because a lot of people think it's really hard to be wealthy. It's hard to be financially free. It's hard to be rich. It's probably one of the easiest ones. Out of your health and fitness, your career path and relationships, financial freedom is the easiest. There's so many books and seminars and workshops and, yes, information about how to be financially free. But the really important thing here is that you don't have to earn a lot of money to end up financially free. You just have to do, and I hate to say this, you have to do the hard stuff. But if hard means saving 10% of your income rather than spending it, surely that's worth it. If it means saving a dollar a day versus spending it, surely that's worth it. I wish I'd learned about compound interest a little bit younger. It's the eighth wonder of the world, and it's money working for us. But if we take the easy path and just spend all of our money, then we're never going to be financially free. If you think it's hard to invest some of your income, surely, again, I'll ask the question, wouldn't it be worth it to be financially free? And the two things I use about financially free is that you have a wall around you and your family that nobody can break through. So money will never be a challenge for you. Surely that's a great position to be in, financially free. And then the other question I always ask is, why would you want a price tag to control your life? I think that's hard. If you really want something but you can't afford it, I think that would be hard. What about, how can I make sure that I'm so financially free that I can put all the things into my life that are important to me? I can give away all the money that's important to me. You might have a charity or a cause, something that you're passionate about, and you want to be able to invest money in that. Why would you want your life and your passion and your cause to be controlled by a price tag or a bank account? Wouldn't you want to put yourself in a position where financially you are free? Now, that can be hard if you spend all your money. It's easy if you have a financial plan. And I when I say the word easy, it really is easy. That's out of all the things in your life, being financially free is the easiest one. You just have to follow the plan. Relationships. People tell me they're hard. Roey, it's hard. Well, surely beautiful people, if you think it's hard, wouldn't it be worth it? And why would we want it to be hard? The effort and the challenge of a relationship, surely that's exciting. And when I ask that initial question, do you want it to be easy or are you excited about it being hard? I use the example, if you're passionately, madly in love with somebody and they live overseas, that could be hard, but isn't it worth it? Oh, much easier to have a close relationship with the person next door. But if your soulmate's overseas, surely you want the hard relationship, not the easy one. If you have to put effort into your relationship, surely that's worth it rather than, oh, it's too hard. I'm excited that it's hard because I love this person. So of all the things in our life, do we want it to be easy or are we excited about it being hard? If you want a fit, strong body, it's going to take effort. If you want a career path or business that you're excited about, it's going to take effort. If you want to keep learning and educating yourself and becoming better at what you do, it's going to take effort. It could be hard. Finances, not so hard. Just get the plan and get going. Relationships, I don't think they should be hard. I think that they should be fun and exciting. And you need to find the right person for you. But surely that's about becoming the best person. And if you are the person who's always looking for the easy way, if you are looking for, I can just do just enough to get by, I just want to be averagely fit and have an average job and be averagely financially independent and just have average people in my life, of course, what kind of people will you attract? Surely if you want great people in your life, if you want somebody that's tough and strong and hard and wise and they keep getting better, surely you want to be that person. That's the only way to attract that person. And then let's take note from the best athletes in the world. They get better and better because they keep challenging themselves. Nobody wants to go, or rephrase, how could you get fitter and stronger and tougher if you go to the easy class? If you want to be a fast sprinter, you don't go to the walking class. If you want to get better at your sport, you don't go and play in the community game. You go where the competition is tough. There's not a martial artist in the world that wants to have an easy fight. Why would you want to be a world champion? Because you've had easy fights. You want to fight the toughest people, the hardest fights, so that you know that you are the best in the world. So let's take note from those people. If you want to get better at skiing, you go for the tough runs. If you want to get better at surfing, you find the big surf. If you want to get better at anything, is it important that we make it hard, not easy? So I'll ask the question again. Are you looking for the easy way just enough to get by? Oh, it's too hard. Or are you excited about it being hard? Great question. Let's get hard and harder. Woohoo!